Time to find out what's doing around the Singleton district. I'm joined by Singleton Council Mayor Sue Moore. Sue, how you doing?
Oh, much better. Perhaps we can get away from some of those hot days.
Oh, we're very happy with that. A bit more coming this weekend, but maybe a bit of rain. We're always happy to see some of that, aren't we?
Yeah. So long as we can get some days of break and cooler in between, that's all good.
Quite agree. Now, today is International Day of People with a Disability, Sue.
Yeah, look, we're putting on an event this morning at the Civic Centre, helping people to increase awareness and understanding acceptance of people with a disability, but to also to celebrate their achievements and contributions that such people make to our community.
And also there's an opportunity to see what's happening at the Gym and Swim?
Yeah, the event also extends over to the Gym and Swim. Be there to show people the fitness and aqua aerobic classes that people can get involved in there.
Now, Sue, at the beginning of the year, I remember we were talking a lot about Back to Singleton. Sadly, because of COVID-19, that kind of crimped things a little bit for us.
Yeah, and even though we got through most of our events that we'd organised with the soiree and the hometown coming and fun day out, all those community events basically just had to disappear come the end of March, unfortunately. However, Mark Dunn has put together or published a book called The Convict Valley. So he's coming back to Singleton because he's a Singleton local. He's coming back to Singleton to give a talk on his book. And I was part of a function just before COVID where he spoke about his book. So it's very, very interesting to listen to him talk about the book, and also, of course, grab a copy of the book if you can't get to listen to him talk about the book. That'll be on Thursday the 10th of December at the Civic Centre at 6 p.m. Of course, because of COVID, bookings are essential, and give our library a call to make arrangements and to get your seat booked.
That sounds like a really interesting one. And before I let you go, tell me what Christmas looks like in Singleton this year.
Well, Christmas is looking different. I think Christmas will look different all the way around this year because of our Main Street Town Centre improvements. The Christmas tree location has been moved from Bailey's Union Park up to Pritchard Park. So it's disappointing that COVID means we can't hold our traditional Christmas on John Street, which I know everybody loved and was looking forward to.
Yeah.
But it's just not possible. But we've come together with the Business Chamber and the Rotary Club to put Christmas fairy lights in the trees and in John Street. And we've got a number of initiatives that we're working from to brighten people's festive season and also add the opportunity to get involved in some Spending Singles gift cards with picking the best decorated store competition and gift cards for that. So there's a $1,500 Spending Singles gift card for the winning business, which will also include a $500 gift card to donate to a local group of their choice. So
very nice.
And there's also great opportunity for our little ones too, which they can check out looking for the elves in their favourite local businesses and little helpers competition. And there's 50 Spending Singles gift cards worth $25 each up for grabs for our little people.
Oh, that's great.
So you've got to spot the QR code in the businesses or on the Singleton Business Chamber website, and winners will be drawn of that on the 21st of December, the same as the Christmas light competition. So we're bringing about, with the connection with the Chamber, bringing about as best as we can Christmas spirit this year.
Well, all things considered, it's going to be as merry Christmas as we can manage. Sue Moore, as always, thank you very much for keeping us up to date with what's doing around the district.
No worries, cheers, thank you.